It's Wednesday, May 22nd, 2024, and here's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. The motorcycle rider killed in northern Dunn County has been named. A Dodge County Sheriff's Squad crashed into a house on Monday. Visit a state park this Memorial Day weekend, and cicadas are emerging in southern Wisconsin. Good morning, I'm News Director Carl Cooley from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Here's our top story. The motorcycle rider killed Saturday afternoon in northern Dunn County has been identified. Sheriff Kevin Biggs said the victim was Joshua Martell of Clear Lake. The preliminary crash investigation determined Martell was driving north on 145th Street when his motorcycle crossed the center line and entered the west ditch. The bike struck a field driveway, sending it airborne. Martell was pronounced deceased at the scene. Authorities say alcohol was a factor in the crash. A deputy squad car crashed into a home in Dodge County. Ted Allen has a story.
The sheriff's office says it happened Monday night in Fox Lake when the deputy was assisting with a vehicle pursuit of a wanted suspect. Investigators say the deputy lost control of the squad on rain-covered roads and collided with the house. The deputy driving the squad car suffered minor injuries. No one else was hurt. The pursued suspect later stopped his car in his own in Waupun. That's where he was taken into custody. Ted Allen, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Take a trip somewhere natural for Memorial Day. Wisconsin State Parks Recreation Chief Missy Van Landit says there's plenty of spaces to enjoy and discover across the state.
There's camping, there's hiking, ATVing, boating, fishing, all kinds of great stuff.
Van Landit says some of her favorite spots are in the Northwoods, like Star Lake Trail, but there are great parks all across Wisconsin. You can find a park and get your state parks pass online at dnr.wi.us or on the Go Wild app. The conservative parental rights group Moms for Liberty plans to spend more than $3 million on a multi-state advertising blitz to increase its membership and engage voters before November. Yet the considerable investment comes with a twist for a group that has previously said its focus was on local school board races. It will specifically target voters in Arizona, Georgia, North Carolina, and Wisconsin, four battleground states that are among the most important this fall. The group hopes to expand its efforts to the other key swing states. The campaign signals a return to the national spotlight after a spate of criticism for the group, which fights against mentions of LGBTQ plus identity and racism in the classroom. They're here. Cicadas have been sighted in Wisconsin. Bob Haig hatches a story.
The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources reporting that a resident of Lake Geneva sent photos of newly emerged Brood 13 cicadas taken on Friday. There are seven cicada species in the U.S. Four have 13-year life cycles, and three have 17-year cycles. The 17-year Brood 13 is the only one known to emerge in Wisconsin, and only in the southernmost counties. Further south, people will see emergence of both Brood 13 and the 13-year Brood 19. This will be the first time those two broods have emerged in the same year since 1803, 221 years ago. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
That's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. I'm Carl Cooley. Have a great Wednesday.